The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Adam Gilchrist joins us. I've been watching some vision of those riots in Spain, Adam. This was in the Catalonian province. They were trying to push for independence again.
Yeah, quite an extraordinary thing, this, because essentially this is the people of Catalonia, around Barcelona, etc., who wanted to have their own referendum on independence from Spain. Spanish authorities said, no, you can't have it, and yet they decided to have it anyway. The result was Spanish riot police then moved in, and essentially they broke up what was a kind of peaceful desire for democracy, albeit an illegal peaceful desire for democracy, and voters were pushed and punched and beaten and dragged out by their hair by police. 450 people were injured, 11 police officers also hurt, and of particular interest, apart from in its own self, is that there's also this link, there's been this ongoing link between Catalonia and Scotland, both of them wanting pushes for independence within their own kingdoms, as it were. And so certainly the Scottish First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has been tweeting about this, expressing her concern, etc., etc. I mean, over and above the independent drive, there isn't necessarily a geographical link between the two. But nonetheless, you think, how could that happen, that a push for independence ends up with this kind of nonsense on the streets?
Yeah, and I understand that the famous Barcelona football team had to actually play their game behind closed doors because they couldn't take the risk of having the crowd spilling in and out of the stadium.
Exactly that. And again, the Spanish authorities wouldn't postpone the match, although given the sensitivity, you kind of wonder why they let it go ahead. But yeah, behind closed doors was the only safe option they felt.
Tell me about the Queen. Someone wanted to film on one of her estates, not just someone, Star Wars, and they said no.
Yeah, the Queen's Crown Estate basically turned down this request from Star Wars in Windsor. Star Wars producers wanted to film some scenes. They don't say which specific Star Wars film, and there have been a few of them, but nonetheless, they wanted to film some scenes. I'm thinking Tatooine, maybe, or Naboo. Anyway, they wanted to do it in Windsor Great Park, but royal managers said no, because there'd have been too many people involved, is their excuse. Although it's a bit weird, considering that Harry Potter, Bridget Jones and the new Winnie the Pooh film were all filmed in Windsor Great Park. But I guess this might be just a slight element of the British Empire Strikes Back beating the return of the Jedi.
Very funny. Thank you for that. Now, give us an update on what's happened with this hooker, Scott Baldwin. Does he not know that lions in Africa are actually wild animals?
Yeah, you kind of wonder what happened. His coach has basically sort of rolled his eyes and called him an idiot, and I think in rather a lot of people thinking he's also a very lucky idiot, as he put his hand through the bars of this cage. Well, it's really a fence because the animals are in their own reserve. Yum, thought the lion, latched onto his hand, and boy is he lucky that he only needs a few stitches, but he will miss a few weeks. But there's a certain sort of coming through of this, because the coach, Steve Tandy, said, what wildlife documentary has Scott been watching that it's okay to treat a lion like a kitten? And immediately after the incident, when he was lightly mauled by a lion, if I can put it like that, of course his team, the Ospreys, were duly mauled by the South African team, the Chiefs.
Of course they were.
Rub it in.
Of course they were. Any update on the all-rounder Stokes, and after his little 25 punches in 90 seconds last week?
Yeah, it was good sort of welterweight stuff, wasn't it, if I can put it like that? Well, I have to say, it is, of course, a proper police investigation. So our newspapers, and to some extent radio and TV, have been awash with stuff about it, but a lot of it is guesswork, a lot of it is now background, and a lot of it is now coming from one of the alleged victims, Ryan Hale, who turns out to be a former soldier who'd been in Afghanistan and has a tale of woe to tell, etc., etc. But while there's a police investigation formally, nothing else will happen. But actually also a lot of people thinking there is no way that Ben Stokes will end up on the Ashes tour, which I think will be a big blow to, well, not just to England, but to the Ashes series itself, because you don't want to miss the star performers, do you?
We do. We'd be very happy if he doesn't turn up down here.
Well, yes, but he's box office as well. You know,
that's
like
true.
We love to hate David Warner, but we wouldn't want you to turn up without him, would we?
No, that's a very good point, mate. Thank you very much for your help last week and today. Alan will be back tomorrow, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Steve.
Cheers. Adam Gilchrist in the UK.